Bukulba means happy.
Word Up, bringing you the diverse languages of Black Australia, one word at a time.
Kinagai.
Birluin.
Walta.
Kalang.
Badjili.
Nalungir.
Bambach.
Jangye.
Injamara.
Guram.
Mijal.
Raipiri.
Ngarguchainama.
Gani Warangung.
Munyip.
Dominiyalka. Wakaniniana.
Wardadoia.
Ngundingi Dangan.
Wukuk.
Kuwayu.
Delkup.
Tiepa.
Murupuk.
Hello, my name is John Graham. I'm from the Gold Coast. And my mob, or mobs, is Kumamiri from the Gold Coast. And then in a bigger sense, Yugambeh. That's the Yugambeh people, which is also language. And that lingo goes from, generally, goes from Logan to Tweed Heads to South Stradbroke Island and right out to the Lamington National Parks and Bow Desert and that, Munnanjoli. The word I'm going to start with is kunga, which means to call out. And kunga also means to listen. My grandfather, when he was a boy, would yell out across the tributaries or rivers, some kind of bodies of water, to ask to go across and vice versa. So it could have been the Tweed, it could have been the Currumbin Creek, it could have been the Talabudra Creek, but they'd call out and then they'd listen for a response to come over. And that's kunga, so that's a protocol that relates to protocol. Kunga, to yell out, let you know your presence, and then listen. Or going into a real sacred part, call out to the ancestor spirits and the old people, and then listen, like tread very carefully and respectfully on a sacred part. The next word is budra, which means mourning, to soften, and to love, all in one word, budra. My next word is gumara, which means, again, love, but in this time it means blood also, and to bleed, which you can get from that. It means I bleed for your love, literally. I'm pretty sure that's what's going on there. So I have a little wish well that I do with those words, those last two words, which is Udra Gumara Karalbangal, love and healing most of all. And I might say Karalbo, all together, all around, everyone. And I might precede that by Dulgo Dulgo, heart, heart, meaning I'm really putting my heart out there. Bleed for you, Gumara, to go to love with you, to soften my heart, Budra. And just one thing, Yugambeh is practically the same as Bunjalung. They're big dialects that go up and down the east coast, northern rivers of New South Wales and right down to Grafton, I think, and then right up to Logan River, just outside of Brisbane. I grew up with several words, like from mum and the family and that. That's Jalabai, Gunung. Your Benangs, your Jenang, your Dungan, all those words, like Gunang for going to the toilet, taking a shit, and a Jalabai for taking a piss, and your Benangs, you've got to listen with your ears, your Benangs, and your Jenangs is your feet, and your Dungan is your hands, and a few other words there too, and phrases. But then when I was 16, a cousin of mine from who was digging up stuff at the University of Queensland gave me a manuscript of some words that Gresty, I think the last name, some survey and mapper linguist back in the day, taking a bit of lingo from great-great-grandma and some people up in the Nambar Valley and around the coast and that. And I was really taken with that. I learnt a lot from just that manuscript, and a lot later on I come across several other manuscripts, and heard other people talk from down the Tweed here, and then I heard some old tapes from some old Mananjali people talk back in the 1960s on some old tapes, and how you actually pronounce the words. And yeah, I was just really taken with it, because I believe language is a kind of interface into feeling how someone else feels, even if they've already gone on ahead, they've already been and passed. You can get a feel of it. And yeah, so language is almost like a time machine, a living time machine. But it's just to honour them old people too. Like right now I'm going to be taking on, of all things, Scottish Gaelic, because I'm a very mixed fella, black fella, white fella, very mixed fella. And my great-great-grandfather, Andrew Hamilton Graham, married my great-great-grandmother, Jenny Graham, on the coast here, at a time when their 12 children were about to be taken away back then. And I just thought, rather than just learn one side of my story and the lingo that goes with that, in honouring that, I'll also learn some other lingo to go with that and honour my white great-great-grandfather, that strong Scottish fellow who stuck up for her at a time when his own people came down from Brisbane with shotguns to sort it out, but he still stood up to them and stopped everyone from being taken away at that time. Yeah. So my three words are kunga, to yell out, to call out, and to listen. It relates to protocol. Over a body of water, usually, or a very sacred place. You're talking to the old people, spirits and that. Budra is to soften your heart for love, and just soft, an adjective for soft, but to soften your heart for love in the poetical sense. And gomara is to love and bleed. So it's almost like saying your painting for someone's for your painting to love, you're bleeding for someone else's love, you're really feeling something. But just in the general sense, it just means blood too. So love and blood, love and bleed, gumara. So kunga, budra, gumara. But I'd just like to leave everyone with a wish well, the full wish well that I usually do, if that's all right. Panyara Yanbalela Balonga Gumara Bamalayer Gori Matalga Talga Yangari Karalbo. Good journey, your blood, paint, story, song, and dance in your life, I mean. Everyone.
Word Up, bringing you the diverse languages of Black Australia, one word at a time.
John Graham, a traditional owner of the Gold Coast, a descendant of Auntie Jenny Graham. And Auntie Jenny kept the lighthouse at Southport for many years. She's a legendary figure. If you're from up that way, you'll know who I'm talking about. John Graham was speaking Yugambeh.